On a Sunday afternoon last May, passersby in front of the screening room downtown were intrigued by the sounds they heard coming from within. It was a rehearsal for a project called Chamber Lab, utilizing the talents of 9 young string players to perform compositions by some of Tucson's most acclaimed and versatile musicians. It was the brainchild of Chris Black, a transplanted Austin musician, who'll tell us next what it means and how he ended up calling Tucson his home.
I've been living in Austin for a long time, almost 20 years, and I went on the road a lot in 2007 by myself or with a variety of other bands, came through Tucson 5 times, loved it every time, met amazing people every time, all of whom seemed to live about in the same neighborhood, right next door to each other. It was like Sesame Street for the creative arts. Writers, musicians, painters, chefs, people that made jewelry, they're all right here. So that brought me here. My friend Graham Reynolds of the Golden Arm Trio in Austin and Peter Stupczynski put together this kind of project in Austin about maybe 10 years ago, where they took people from a rock background, blues, punk, people basically that don't know what they're doing, and forced them to write music on paper. And then they got a bunch of classical people and forced them to play it. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. These are two worlds that don't normally mix. The composers are all people that basically I play with around town. Gabriel Sullivan, he and I play together as Bahu Turbato, sort of a Balkan gypsy punk duo. Dante and Marco Rosano are horn players extraordinaire that play with everybody. Carlos Lopez plays drums and bass in a variety of bands around town. Hal Gelb I used to live next door to when I first moved here, and we never got together on anything, and I really wanted to work with him on this, so I brought it to him, and he got into it.
Originally, Chris planned on hiring professional string quartets as performers, but Chamber Lab's May concert date is right in the middle of wedding season. No one was available. This led Chris to find young players, the best and brightest from the U of A, the Tucson Junior Strings, and University High. Violist Bethany Wigtill from the U of A tells us what she thought.
I initially was a little skeptical. Ella Arsenault, one of the violinists, works with me in Tucson Junior Strings and was like, hey, my friend's doing this show with all new music. Do you want to do it? I was like, sure, why not? And so the first rehearsal last week was really amazing. It was really cool to play with the other musicians and to just see how the music worked together, and to play new music is always fun.
Violinist Kristen McLeod shares Bethany's enthusiasm.
It's really interesting. As classical musicians, we're not usually used to like all the rhythmic components of it, but it's been really fun to like challenge ourselves. Like our quartet is playing one of his quartet compositions, and it's challenging for us to put the rhythms together because we're used to things that line up a little bit more. Yeah, things that are more predictable is a good way to put it. So.
When Chris was up there conducting you earlier, we saw you starting to use a string technique that none of us had ever seen before, where you took a bow hair out. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did up there?
Yeah, okay. All I really know about it is called din kaval, and you tie your bow hair like close to your bridge, and then you pull it. And if you have rosin on your fingers, it creates a friction, so it makes your string vibrate. And I guess it's a gypsy technique that gypsies used to use, so we're trying it out. It's hard to control, though, because you don't know, the oils on your fingers can make the bow hair kind of slick, so the rosin doesn't create enough friction.
Dante Rossano conducted the ensemble on a run-through of his piece called March of the Crogs. Chris told me the story behind its inspiration.
Apparently, his brother Marco worked at a music store and somebody asked him if he had any crogs. And he tried to figure out for a long time what a crog was. It turns out the person was trying to ask for a korg, which is a kind of keyboard. And Dante became really enchanted with the idea of what a crog might be and figured out they must march, and he wrote music for that march.
It wasn't easy work for the guest composers. Gabriel Sullivan, a singer and songwriter with experience ranging from playing solo to big bands, told me his reaction on hearing what Chris had in mind.
Impossible. I personally haven't looked at sheet music or much less written sheet music in 8 years, and I've never written music for strings, so this was quite the challenge. You know, it worked exactly what he told me he wanted to do, was to bring two totally different worlds together, and it's happening.
They say music's a universal language. Is that true when you're trying to communicate with these young players?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, because I think Marco, Dante, Chris, everybody has their own unique styles that in their pieces, and I think for lots of these young musicians, it's the first time they've heard it or played it, so it's nice to get to show something totally new to music with them.
What would you say was the greatest challenge for you as an artist in sort of birthing your piece?
Remembering how to write music. I sat down at the piano, I'd have had the whole piece ready and everything, and when it came down to writing it out, it's just I sat for days trying to remember this eighth rest, and I want the strings to pluck the strings here, and it was the technical aspect that really was straining.
I basically said, everybody gets 2 to 12 minutes, whatever. You could do short pieces, one big long piece. You could write for the full ensemble, for a trio, for a duo, for a quartet. Anything goes. Just be careful to write everything down. Take nothing for granted. It's not a jam session where you just work it out by ear. If you put a mark on a piece of paper, they will play it. Everybody rushed to Wikipedia, started looking things up. What's the range of a viola? How do you write in bass clef? That was basically it. I said, do it this way, and everything else goes.
During this story, we heard samples of music composed by Chris Black, Dante Rossano, and Marco Rossano. Also featured in the concert were new works by Gabriel Sullivan, Graham Reynolds, Jimmy Carr, Carlos Lopez, and Hal Gelb. Chris Black says he already has plans for the next Chamber Lab project, this time utilizing brass and percussion. It's scheduled to occur sometime in the fall.